This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the second half of the WHL season. We have some international flavor to kick things off this week. We'll check in on the World Junior Hockey Championships going on in Alberta. The Gold Rush is on. We'll hear from some of the members of the Canadian side from the WHL. Plus, Medicine Hat Tiger forward Emerson Edom will give us Team USA's perspective. And later on the show, a visit from WHL Player of the Week, Patrick Holland, from the Western Conference leading Tri-City Americans. Yes, 18 Western Hockey League players continue representing their country at the World Junior Hockey Championships in Alberta. The battle for gold is on as the teams wrap up the round robin and get into the playoff matchups. Now, the tournament is quickly making Brandon Wheat Kings forward Mark Stone a household name across the country with his strong tournament so far. Well, Canada's played well, but still some questions remain on who their starting goaltender will be moving forward here, Steve Wedgwood or incumbent Mark Vissetine. Vancouver Giants head coach turned Canadian bench boss Don Hay says although Vissetine struggled in a pre-tournament game against Sweden, he likes what he's done in the tournament so far.
He's done his job, and Scott's done his job, and everybody comes to compete hard for their ice time and for their position within the team. So I think he's handling well. I think that he's been upbeat and positive, and he's played very good. So I mean, he can't ask for much more than that.
Man, the ante only increases from here on out.
Every game from here on in is going to be a very intense game, and it should be a real competitive game.
Well, the other Vancouver Giant connection is forward Brendan Gallagher, and discipline's been a bit of an issue for the Canadians so far, but Gallagher says they've made up for it.
Penalty kill is going to be huge for us in this tournament. A lot of countries have a really good power play, so for our penalty kill to continue to get better, continue to give our team momentum is going to be big for us going forward. We play the same way every single time. We make little adjustments, but for the most part, we have a structure in which our penalty kill goes about, and we'll continue to do that as the tournament goes forward.
Meanwhile, Edmonton Oil Kings defenseman Mark Pezza continues to soak in the experience. He, of course, is playing games in his home rink of Rexall Place. Sportsnet Radio's Andrew Walker caught up with Pezza.
Guys like you, everybody on this team, you're used to playing 25, 30 minutes a night for your club team. How big of an adjustment is it just to be, kind of fidgety on the bench waiting to get out there?
It's honest to God, not too bad. It's Team Canada, we're all here for one goal, and whatever that role is for me, that's what I'm going to be doing.
You're basically a couple of weeks in. I mean, what's your impressions of this whole experience so far?
Unbelievable. Team Canada spoils the players. we've been getting treated very well, and everybody's good guys on the team. We're a really close team. Came together in Banff really well, so it's been fun.
All right, thanks, Mark.
Thanks a lot.
Meanwhile, on the American side, Medicine Hat Tiger sniper Emerson Edom, he's flying the WHL flag at the tournament. Sportsnet Radio play-by-play host Rod Peterson caught up to the American forward, playing games, of course, here in enemy territory.
Have you been surprised at the rude welcome you've got here in Edmonton, or did you guys expect that or were warned about that coming in?
We expected it. I think it's the same type of, atmosphere in Buffalo. There's a lot of Canadian fans, and it's a sign of a great hockey town, in Edmonton, and it's their time, World Juniors and Edmonton and their hometown, they're going to be, all over us. So, we just got to block it out, and, we just got to make sure we're ready every game.
How much did playing in Buffalo and winning a bronze last year help you coming back here this year?
It was great. It's a lot of veterans coming back for this year. To win on our home soil, win that bronze, any medal, you come back with, you take it with pride, and every time you slip on this jersey, you wore it proudly, and to get that bronze, especially on your home soil, it was great to see, so it was good.
Keeping track of the Tigers at all here now that you're away?
Yeah, it's good. They got two straight, and hopefully they keep it going.
Thanks, Emerson.
Yeah, no problem.
The best players in hockey's best development league. World-class coaching, top-notch facilities, passionate fans. This is the Western Hockey League. Over 20% of the players in the National Hockey League are graduates of the WHL, cementing it as the undisputed leader in developing professional NHL-caliber talent. Anaheim Ducks captain and former Calgary Hitman, Ryan Getzlaff.
The biggest thing is that it does prepare you for the NHL. It's a league that's designed around that.
Oh, what a piece of stick handling by Getzlaff, and he scores! He put on a display there!
My path to the National Hockey League started in the WHL.
The Western Hockey League, where your future starts now.
You know, with the World Junior Tournament going on in Calgary and Edmonton, the feeder system to that event is no doubt the World Under-17 Hockey Challenge going on in Windsor, Ontario. The WHL has 34 players competing on either Team Pacific and Team West. Well, the 10 teams are divided into two groups, Group A featuring Germany, Ontario, Team Pacific, Team West, and Sweden, while Atlantic, the Czech Republic, Quebec, Russia, and the United States comprise of Group B.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Patrick Holland will guide the Western Conference leading Tri-City Americans into the second half. He'll do so as the reigning WHL Player of the Week. Voice of the Americans, Craig West, has more.
Holly, you're back from the holiday break, and you had quite a finish before you went away for the holiday break.
Yeah, our team's just going real well, and all year, I guess, we've been going strong, and especially in December here, so we just had those two games against Seattle, and the team played really well and got two wins, so that's just the most important thing.
For yourself, you started off a little bit slow, but you were getting assists. You're a factor in every game, but you had 13 assists before you got your first goal.
Yeah, it wasn't due to a lack of opportunity, so that was the plus side, I guess. You get a little bit worried when you're not getting the chances, and I was getting the chance, and the team was winning. So, I mean, I'll help the team in whatever way I can, and I can kill penalties and play a little bit of everything. So just as long as the team's winning, that's okay with me.
You're a seventh-round draft pick of the Calgary Flames, and, of course, you being from Lethbridge, Alberta, that's your hometown team. And, you know, tell us a little bit about your camp experience, and you got an extended stay there.
Yeah, just my first year at camp, for the summer camp and the September camp, I was a little bit nervous and just kind of in there to introduce myself, and I thought I did pretty well. And then this year at summer camp and the September camp, I was a lot more confident and knew the guys and just went out and did what I could, I guess. They put me on a good line there with Sven Barchi and Max Reinhardt, who are two amazing players in our league, and I thought I did pretty well and presented myself well and just came back into the season strong and can't really worry too much about that kind of stuff for now.
Right now, the Americans on top of the West and the league as far as the Scotty Monroe Trophy is concerned. A long way to go as we hit the midway point, but rivalries. You have rivalries that go on, and you go against great friends that you grew up with, and talking about Brad Ross and Blake Gall, and you might talk about your connection there.
I grew up playing and being pretty much best friends with Blake Gall and with Spokane and Brad Ross on Portland. Some other guys around the league too, but those guys are in the division, and I guess Brad Deagle now as well with Seattle, and I like it. It brings another aspect of fun and a little bit of bragging rights to each game, and it doesn't get too heated out there between us, but we do like to have some fun, and it just makes those games just even more special, I guess, which is awesome. But you don't really, the rivalry can't really get any bigger between those teams because it's already so strong.
All right, Holly, here's to a great second half.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot to both Andrew Walker and Rod Peterson for their help providing coverage from the World Junior Championship, and also to Craig West in Tri-City. Thanks, guys. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.